A reading from Luke 2:41-51. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
Well, yesterday we talked about the brevity of the passage relating to Jesus' early years. This is a lot longer, but it's really one of the few pieces we have to describe Jesus in these years prior to his ministry. And what's so remarkable here to me is that the ordinary and extraordinary kind of come right together. They collide here because they've been up in Jerusalem. They've been, I guess it's Passover, and the parents have returned. They suddenly miss their child, and just like any parent, they rush back. Where is he? And for 3 days, they panicked and are in panic looking for him. And then they find him in the temple, in his home. And Jesus asking that question, why didn't you know I'm meant to be in my father's house? There's something going on here that is pushing the story of Jesus ahead, but it's not very much. It's an indication of what we're going to be reading going forward.
Well, there's a lot happening, as you said. The 12-year-old boy coming into the temple at this time, been close to his bar mitzvah, an identity moment of coming into adulthood, trying to figure out why you're created. And he has this sense of calling. He's drawn back to the place where they're talking about the word. We see a picture that he is one who is going to live out the perfect priesthood in many ways. And so for him, it's just kind of natural that he's here. Where would you expect me to be? I would be in my father's house. And as you say, it's hard for them to take in because they're looking in the natural, but he's experiencing something very much in the spiritual.
The other thing that I think of here is here he is in the temple and he's in a teaching moment, and that reminds me when he's in the synagogue, maybe in Nazareth again, when he quotes from Isaiah and then says, "Here the scripture is fulfilled," and eventually the people rise up against him. Well, he's not here. Here he is not a threat to them. Here they're in wonder of the knowledge and wisdom this young 12-year-old has. But fast forward a little bit, and that same person quoting scripture will suddenly become a threat to the status quo, to the establishment, to the power base that was the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
A 12-year-old self-identifying as being connected to God is cute. A 30-year-old doing it is presumptuous unless the person really is called.